Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. This ministry has always based everything we do on the Word of God. That is, it's not experience, it's not our thoughts or opinions, and this is true for every believer. It is what God's Word says. And we're told in the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Notice, and shall he not make it good? David tells us that God's word has been tried in the furnace like silver, refined seven times. It is forever settled in heaven. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away. Our glorious heavenly Father has never lied to us. He's never failed in his promises or to keep his word. So we can take him at his word because he is truthful. There is no iniquity or darkness in him. We can rely on his promises. Now, of course, he has a perfect timing, and sometimes he delays an answer for his purposes. We may not understand. That's why faith is so important and continuing to believe and trust God. And of course, we can believe God a whole lot easier if you are fully convinced and believe that the Bible is divinely inspired, which it is. We can put our whole trust in what God's Word says. It is a promise of God that His Word will not return to Him void. But we must mix our faith with God's Word. Hebrews 4, 1 and 2 tells us that we should fear God with a holy fear and reverence, and receive His word, and mix it with our faith. And sometimes we feel, well, I don't have the faith. No, God's given to every man a measure of faith. What, as I've been said over the decades, whatever you're going through, you can be sure God is not unrighteous, that you have the faith to be able to get through whatever it is. Now, you may, in terms of feelings, you may not feel like it, but trust God. Say, Lord, I will believe you, because otherwise he'd be unrighteous. He'd be asking you to do something that was impossible for you to do, to trust him or to have the faith to believe him, to answer, to make, to turn that beautiful promise. He makes all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So God has promised us that if we would mix our faith with the Word of God, as Abraham did. Remember, he believed God. It was counted to him for righteousness. God promised him that he would bless him, and through him all the families of the earth would be blessed. He would be the father of many nations. Yes, he was the father of the Jews, but he's, for Gentiles, he's our father as well. A father, quote, Jesus said, or the Lord said, of many nations. And God kept his promise, his covenant with Abraham. He's faithful. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God said in his word, in our word, that we have hold in our hands, that Abraham did not stagger at the promises of God, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, knowing that what God had promised, he was also able to accomplish. He didn't waver. And beloved, we can never exhaust the beauty, the promises, the hope that is in God's word for us. Let me just pray for you. Father, you see those who need your touch in their lives right now. I ask, Lord, that your anointing would just minister to them. Lord, that your anointing shall flow through them and break off every shackle, every bondage of the enemy. Lord, that they can be lifted up in you. Father, we trust you. We praise you. Lord, we ask, Lord, for a new thing that you're going to do, and especially in the lives of those who have been struggling and have gone through such difficult times and heavy battles, sorrows and griefs, Lord, that they just didn't at one point feel they could get through, but you are bringing them through. Hallelujah. I'm just going to share with you a word that God is giving for your blessing. Behold, the word of the Lord would come to you in this wise. My beloved, there is a new day about to dawn for my people. In the flesh, there seems to be little hope, but in the Spirit of God, you are more than conquerors in me, says the Lord. On every hand, there is perplexity, there's frustration, fear, and anxiety for those who are in the world. But I have a word of joy and comfort for you. You are mine, and I've called you out to bring you into the very mainstream of the moving of my Spirit in the earth. Yea, rivers of living water are beginning to flow, and I'm pouring out my Spirit, yea, a double portion of my Spirit to my people. My love knows no bounds, it knows no limits, and my power is not limited according to man's ability. I am able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or think. Fear not, for you belong to me. Even though there are difficult times in the earth, you need not fear the work of the enemy, for I am your strength and your deliverer. Many have been discouraged and some deluded into thinking I had forgotten them because they looked only at the circumstances of their need and trouble. Yea, all who look unto me shall not be ashamed. Nothing can defeat that which I have purposed to do in the earth. No satanic force can defeat my eternal purposes for humanity as well as for your life. My power and resources are far greater than anything that you have seen me do in days past, as well as the supply that I've given in days past. Beloved, breakthroughs are coming. And I'm going to bring you into a new anointing and fill you to overflowing. Have not you sought me for that? Have you not longed after a greater presence of the Lord in your life, a greater anointing? So, therefore, beloved, this is an hour of great things. Lives that have been broken and crushed shall be revived by my Spirit. Loved ones shall be saved. I have heard your prayers. I've seen your anguish and the sorrows that you have carried. But trust me, beloved, I shall move and the enemy's work shall not prosper. There shall be restoration and it shall be greater than in former days. Lo, the hour comes soon when the Spirit of God shall lift you above every bit of turmoil. Not that the battle shall cease, but there shall be a peace that passes understanding, and you shall walk in a new realm with your God. It shall cause you to come to the heights of Zion, to come to a place of joy with a new song of praise and a deeper worship upon your lips. The hour has come, beloved, in which I shall break the shackles, and the power of my presence shall be manifested in wonderful ways in your behalf. Yea, my people shall be revived, and I will give them living bread and living waters that shall nourish and satisfy. Yea, your soul shall be as a watered garden, and you shall drink of this water of life, anew and afresh, and you shall be satisfied. My bread and the river of God shall be the satisfying portion of my people. Rejoice, rejoice, for I would have a people that are glad in me. Yes, I'm calling out a mighty army, and it shall not be an army of people bowed down with sadness, but one of gladness. In the time ahead, my people shall experience a new, a deeper outpouring of my spirit. I have barrels of oil of joy that I've prepared to give to my beloved. I will restore Holy Ghost joy unto my people, and that shall bring the anointing and the power of God. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Those who have been so sad and felt so powerless shall arise, and they shall see with eyes that have been anointed anew and afresh, and hear with ears newly anointed, and they shall speak words of power and authority, and Satan and demon spirits shall flee from the words of anointing. Yea, my beloved, I shall take away your tears, and I shall take the mourning and the sorrow, and I'll give joy in the very hour of trial. For the Lord is your strength, and you shall be able to rejoice in me. For I will be with you, for this is the hour in which I shall reveal myself. In love and in mercy shall I be revealed, and I've called you to be a pourer of oil, if you will, the oil of gladness to many people. Yea, faithfulness, your sacrifices, your giving, has caused multitudes to hear the word of the Lord. Great shall be your reward for obeying my leading, and you shall glorify me with new praise for greater victories in times ahead. For I do anoint you with resurrection power. The blessings I've given you in days past shall be small in comparison to that which I have reserved for you in these days and in this hour, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, I don't have much to add after the Lord has spoken. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayers. If you have needs and are being prompted on by the Holy Spirit, write those needs, share them with me, my email or brief letter, and I'll pray for you personally. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,